Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
A new day has dawned, and Maggie is quickly setting up her new beauty salon for its first customers. She has managed to rope in Big Dick and Crawford to help out with the treatments. However, life on the Glenmidden never goes quite that smoothly, as we are about to find out.
Maggie, where should I stick the board with all your treatment prices on it?
I think it should go on the wall over the deep fat fryer. They'll be able to see it from everywhere in the kitchen. And remember to put the open sign out.
Where would you like me to stick that one?
Dick, you are so slow on the uptake sometimes. The open sign goes out in the open, of course. Shove it at the top of the stairs, with the arrow pointing towards the kitchen. That should get them intrigued.
Well do.
Crawford, have you got the sauna working yet?
Aye, it was the fuses that was the problem. You see, we were running 3 kettles off a 5-amp fuse, and that will not work. I have run them off the main cooker fuse, so we should be okay for the time being.
Have you filled the kettles?
Of course I have, you old crow. Do you think I'm daft or something?
Well, it all seems to be ready. We'll just have to wait for the stampede.
Meanwhile, down in the Reverend Smallpiece's cabin, Scotty is trying to inveigle him into giving some gossip that he can sell to the Celestial Crumpet, a rather seedy magazine that tries to unfrock vicars all over the country, including Vatersay.
So, do you have only kids, Sydney?
Kids?
Aye, kids. Wayne's. Children.
Ah, yes. I have many children.
Aye, go on.
As I was saying, I have many children. My flock, you see. We are all children of Christ. You are my child.
I find darn hard to believe I'm older than you for a start.
You misconstrue my answer. You are a child of Christ. I am God's servant. Therefore, you are, ipso facto, my child.
Hey, Nina, don't swearing. I was just asking a question. So you didn't have any kids of your own? You ken, the type you actually helped to conceive with a woman.
Oh dear, no. No, no, no. I'm celibate.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Have you seen a doctor about it? They can do great things nowadays, especially with the extensions and plastic surgery.
No, Scotty, I am celibate. I do not indulge in such pleasures of the flesh. My life is God's.
You mean you never...
Never.
I was going to say, you mean you never felt like getting hitched?
Woman to me is like an epiphany of paradoxes. A proselyte to pantheism. An apotheosis of greatness.
Oh, so you like big women?
Scotty, yes. It's too big to talk about. Sometimes I wish it weren't, but it is all I can do to keep my hands off some beauty. I am cursed, but also blessed.
Right, so you like women with big tits?
Scotty, what are you doing writing everything down?
Aye, well, you see, I was thinking that what you're saying is words that have some meaning to the world, and I should be the one to write them down in case something were to happen to you, and...
Scotty, please come to the bridge and bring a screwdriver and a 30-amp fuse with you, immediately.
Oh, thank heaven, there is a God after all.
Just in the nick of time, the captain has summoned Scotty to the bridge. There seems to be something wrong with the electrics aboard ship, and the captain is not too pleased.
Scotty, can you tell me why the lights keep going on and off like this? There seems to be some sort of power surge. I wouldn't mind, but it's interfering with my televisual enjoyment. I was watching reruns of Take the High Road, and every time Mrs. Mac comes on, the TV goes off.
Oh, I love doing programme. I always wanted to get into doing Big House and see what their lobbies were like.
Scotty, never mind the programme. Get to the bottom of this power surge.
I wonder if it's got anything to do with our new saloon doing in the kitchen. I saw Crawford earlier on with a screwdriver and a hammer in his horns. I'll go and see what's happening down there and get back to you.
So down Scotty goes to the kitchen area of the ship, where Maggie is in full flight, manning the Snip Ahoy salon that seems to be very busy already.
So you just lie there and relax. The smell of the caracking wrap will soon disappear, and your skin will feel so soft, just like the dining room table after it had a good going over with Mr. Sheen.
Jeez, old woman, what on earth is going lying in the butcher's block?
That's Mrs. Machka going. Such a common name, that, anyway. She wanted the full facial and body wrap. It's her anniversary next week. She's been single for 40 years. and she wants to look good for it.
Huh, she's like a beached whale covered in seaweed and barnacles. It's like something out of a horror picture.
You're no oil painting yourself, my love. But even though you may be a bit rough round the edges, I love you all the same. Give us a kiss.
A kiss? I'll give you a smack round the chops if you put them lips near me again.
Och, you're nothing but a big tease, getting my juices flowing and then turning off the tap.
Well, you wish, woman. You're putting me off my afternoon tea. Now, I've been sent down here because the captain's energy is fluctuating.
Well, haven't I got just the thing for that? Tell him to take two of these Windy's pills every 3 hours and the fluctuations will pass.
Ah, oh, your red-headed banshee is poor. His electricity, it's going on and off. And he thinks there's something to do with your saloon.
What's up, Scotty?
The captain's power is playing up. Do you care anything about it?
Scotty, the salon has been so busy and we needed the extra power for the electric blanket on the sunbed. I had to take the feed off the captain's cabin and the bridge to power everything down here. It's manic.
Well, he's no happy. He's missing take the high road. And you ken he's a big fan of doing Mrs. Mac.
Well, what he needs is a good massage. I do a full service for £10. I start the massage with the laying on of hands and using only the finest chip fat oil. I rub it into the skin with my hands and then when the whole body is covered, I slowly work my magic, moving my hands in a counterclockwise direction against the stubble. Some of these women are covered in it. Then when it's nearly over, Big Dick comes in and finishes them off.
Oh, that sounds dire. Anyways, I didn't think he wants one of these massages. All he wants is his power back.
Oh, all right then. Dick, take Miss Kimble out of the sauna and shove her in that sink full of cold water to finish it off. There you are. You can turn off the kettles now and get the captain's power back. I hope you're satisfied. I'm going to have to turn folk away now who want to use my facility.
Oh, thanks, but did you not think of using an old generator in the engine room?
I didn't know there was a generator in the engine room. You never let anyone in there but yourself.
And for good reason, too. I'll bring it up tonight, and you can come and get it going. It might be a bit noisy at first, but it'll settle down. It runs in chip fat and all. At least it'll keep old Nelly quiet.
Scotty, you are the love of my life. I miss you not being in the cabin with me at night.
Well, until you get rid of all that stuff out the cabin, you're no getting me back in it. Anyways, you've got your pussy to look after you.
Oh, I know, but Boris is not the same as having a big, strong, hairy man to watch over me as the night falls. Although sometimes I wake up and I think you are back in the room when he snuggles up to my bosoms.
Oh, woman, you need sectioned, and I'll be happy to sign the papers.
Well, everything seems to be going exceedingly well for Maggie's new venture, the Snip Ahoy. It's been a busy day, and she is happily off to her cabin counting the day's takings. Captain Horatio is also happy because Mrs. Mac doesn't keep disappearing off his screen, and Scotty is almost happy. He has something on the Reverend Smallpiece, but now needs to get more. Will he manage to get a compromising photo of the vicar? Will Maggie ever get that carrageen wrap off Mrs. Mac again? Will dinner ever be ready? Tune in same time, same channel next week for more from the Glen Midden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.